Because there's a number of times. I think one time I pulled out on the road to take pictures of some of the trucks and stuff going in and out when they were drilling. And, which I got clear. And when we had some of our little protests, every time they called the cops on me.
Just for taking photos?
Well, they tried to say I was blocking traffic or something like that. And, of course, our police chief would come down and be like, as long as they're behind that edge line, they're good. And he just says, make sure you stay back. Make sure you're not on their property.
Right.
And make sure you're not actually on the road.
Right.
And he says, you're fine. But every time something was just... Because the one time I was even down, because I'm on the neighborhood watch, too.
Right.
I was down there talking to the one officer, and this is back when Cleese is still, I think her name was Chrissy. She comes pulling in and storming. They're like, oh, here she is again. She's like, what did you do now? Because I'm like, every time she showed up, she was reporting me for something.
Oh, really?
So, I'm like... So, I mean, and people are scared of that. I mean, they don't want the hassle. They don't, they don't want to fight that. They don't want attention brought to themselves.
Right.
And in some way, I mean, I can understand that. Because that has been a bit of a issue. I felt a lot better when we still had our German Shepherd.
Oh, from a safety standpoint?
Yeah. But she, in fact, she passed away about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was young. She was about 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Had some sort of growth.
Right.
That hemorrhaged. And
yeah.
It was a sudden death. But, and she was my baby girl. So, right. I mean, I couldn't stand to have her poked and prodded and whatnot.
Right.
So I never did any kind of a autopsy or anything, but I'm like, what caused that at such a young
age
for my dog?
Right.
But
you're left to wonder all these things.
I couldn't take it any further than that. Cause it was just too.
Right. Yeah. I mean that comes up time and again too. I was just talking to a gentleman who lives in Wisconsin where they're mining the silica sand for the fracking process, and it's fine dust. I mean, it's silica dust, and he has a herd of 400 cattle, and usually every year he can count on 2-3% of them dying unexplainably, just dying.
Oh wow.
But ever since this mine that's mining this frack sand has come into town, he's now up to about 20-22% mortality every year. So he loses nearly a quarter of all of his animals every year, and he's making the point that he doesn't know if he can even continue to do a beef cattle anymore because of this sand mine. So it's like you have this, their bottom line, their business model is coming at the expense of the business model of your community or, like the real estate model. Mm-hmm. Same thing out there. It's like, These extractive industries, or in that case, this injection industry, what their needs are coming at the expense of everyone else, it seems like.
Well, that's even two of our trustees, actually, cause when I first went to them, I asked for them to object. And they pretty much, there was one trustee at the time that wanted to,
right.
And two said it wouldn't do any good because they have no power. I said, at least as trustees, you have a bigger voice than I do.
And it would be nice to just get yourself on the mark, get your voice recorded.
And that was all I wanted them to object for. I knew they had, no power.
Sure, sure.
But since that time, the two of them have both changed their tune.
Really?
The one has... Well, I know he does the hay and stuff, grows that and bales it and whatever and sells it. But he also has some livestock and kind of changed his tune when the original plan for this well here, before they had the spill at their other wells, was they were going to run a pipeline from their facility or whatever down that way, and they were trying to get an easement on his property to run the line.
Were they going to pay him for it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They were going to pay him for it, but he's like, I don't want that running through, you know, my livestock and, you know, right. I mean, this is my living.
Yeah. Right.
So then he started, that changed his mind. Mm-hmm. Then the other trustee, like I said, his people's minds started changing about, you know, what this weather, paying more attention. You know, he started seeing votes, you know, he started worrying about votes, which caused him to look more into what this is and what it's doing, what it's causing to, you know, economies. And,
but it was a self-preservation thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It always is. So, but I'll take it. I mean, if you've changed your tune and you'll fight against it, I'll take it.
Right. Right. It doesn't matter why you got to that point.
I don't care how I get it.
How? I'll take it. Right. Right. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Cause the more you just wish though that those people were, as they say, woke 3 years ago, 4 years
and
ago.
Truth, you know, and like I said, I do try to give you know, the benefit of the doubt, too. I mean, they came in here promising, oh, there's going to, it'll create jobs, you know, it'll be great, you know, whatever. And none of that's come through. I mean, there's maybe three guys there at a time.
Are they residents of Vienna, or are they?
Oh, no, they all.
Must be a guard shack.
There's no guard.
Oh, really?
There's three guys. They at one point there was only one person that was over there at a time until they had trouble with the casing and the pump or whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that was the one that was giving me trouble. Right. He's since been fired, whatever. But now I probably see maybe two or three people over there. They stay pretty quiet now. I mean, I don't know if it was because. You know, before all the whatever went wrong, you know, because I guess I've got a great big I've told you so I can't really. Right. They're a little more worried about their public image or whatever.
They just want to keep quiet and keep their head down and. I see.
Which I think is why the other one's not there anymore because he was being very loud and.
Right. Not a team player.
Oh, not at all.
Right.
But he ended up, the people in this community did not like, because he ran for, we had two positions up on the school board, three positions up on the school board last time, and.
Were you already on it that
time? I was already on it. He ran.
Oh, really?
So
he is a resident. One of the guys was.
He's a resident in Fowler. He was the only one.
Okay.
The two or three that are here now, they're mostly like Texas, Oklahoma plates.
Interesting.
The one guy, I don't know if he works there or not, but he drives one of the trucks, the tanker trucks, because. I won't see it during the day, and probably about 4 or 5 o'clock, he comes in and he just parks it.
So he's got a brine truck?
It's a brine truck. He parks it, and he gets in the car there and leaves. I don't know.
So are they, this is Clear, Clear Creek, right?
I don't know what the silver ones are that come from.
So they must be, they're hauling brine from other operators, but they're not bringing it back here to inject. That right?
It's one of the brine trucks that pull in and out here.
Oh, it is.
It's
okay.
One of the big silver ones.
Okay,
just
gotcha.
Say brine on the side.
Right.
But yeah, I thought it was weird one day. He was just parking it here.
Right.
And I'm like, is there something wrong with the truck? Can he not, you know, leave off the load or something that they had to park him?
Right.
Every day I started parking, and finally my husband was like, no, I saw him get out. He parks the truck, gets out, gets in his car, and leaves. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm like, well, that's interesting because it's not supposed to be